Welcome to the Christmas Crunch Podcast. It is only 46 days until Christmas Day. Have you procrastinated in getting your Christmas plans together? Well, you're not alone, and I want to help. Hey, everyone. I'm Chris Ann Blair, Christmas coach and founder of ChristmasOrganizing.com, and I'm guiding you through 24 days of creating a Christmas plan so you can calm the Christmas chaos for 2019. Today is day 9 of the Christmas Crunch, and our topic for today is Christmas gift wrapping and mailing. Most people either love to wrap gifts or think of it as a chore. Some people decorate with elaborate bows, ribbons, and decorations, while others put things in Christmas bags and call it a day. No matter how you wrap, you still need to do a few things to get yourself organized so you are not handing over your gifts in a plastic grocery bag. Your first gift wrap challenge for the day is to go around and gather up all your wrapping supplies to one location. I am so guilty of buying more wrapping paper because I love the design, but that means I now have around 25 different rolls of wrapping paper all over the house, and I don't even wrap that much with paper. Yes, I admit it, I'm a Christmas bag lady. That means I prefer to use bags for my Christmas gifts instead of boxes and wrapping. But no matter what your preference is, once you've gathered all your paper, bags, tissue paper, name tags, tape, ribbon, and boxes that you need for wrapping gifts, make a list of the wrapping items you need to purchase the next time you are at the store. The second gift wrap challenge is to mark on your calendar days to wrap your gifts. If you're mailing gifts, make sure you set aside a time to wrap before you need to mail. If you're taking gifts to a family gathering, mark a wrapping day before the event so you're not wrapping gifts in the car on the way. Now that we have purchased gifts and wrapped them, some of your gifts might need to be mailed. The thing about mailing gifts is that it can sometimes be a cost you did not anticipate, so it is so important to work that into your Christmas spending plan. Here are four ways to help reduce the cost of mailing packages at Christmas. The first way to help reduce shipping costs is to choose lightweight gifts that are small. This will allow you to utilize cheaper flat rate shipping envelopes and keep your costs down. The second way to help reduce costs is to mail gifts to a central location that people will be visiting during the Christmas season. For instance, I give fudge to 25 people at my grandmother's house. They do not live with her, but they all come to visit during the Christmas season and pick up their gift when they come. Yes, a half a pound of fudge for 25 people is a larger box, but I use a flat rate box that is around $20. And since I'm mailing it to one location, that comes out to less than a dollar a person for mailing, which is a wonderful savings over mailing to individual family homes. A third way to save on shipping is to purchase gifts and have them sent directly from where you purchase them, especially if you get free shipping. Normally, even if you have it gift wrapped for a fee, it's much cheaper than you mailing it yourself. The last tip to save money on mailing packages is to mail them early. The closer to Christmas you mail packages, the more money it will cost. So mark on your calendar now the last date you need to mail your packages at the regular rate for it to arrive on the date you want it to. And this date may or may not be Christmas Day, but it may be an event or other special occasion during the Christmas season. Tomorrow's topic for the Christmas Crunch is Christmas cards. Thanks for joining me today, and don't forget to join our newsletter email list and like us on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. You can find all the links at ChristmasOrganizing.com. Merry Christmas, everyone.